We are so happy to share with you this interview from 1875 along the village of East Davenport Riverfront.
Moin, danke, thank you for meeting me here by the East Village dock. I was surprised when you contacted me wanting to write a story about my job and my promotion to manager at the Lindsay and Phillips Millworks. Let us start here by the logs, because it is with the logs that the story begins. These logs were cut in the pine forest of Wisconsin and then floated down the Mississippi as a timber raft. A timber raft can be huge, sometimes 2,000 feet long and 150 feet wide. It is made up of hundreds of logs. The very longest rafts are smaller sections joined together with enough slack so they can snake around the curves as they move down the river. It takes a lot of strong and nimble log drivers to guide the massive rafts. Men on the front of the raft use long poles to keep the raft moving. Men at the back of the raft, they catch the stragglers. The log drivers live on the raft during the trip down the river. They sleep under the stars and they eat sitting on the logs. There is a small building at the back of the raft where supplies are kept and the cook prepares meals. When the logs get to our mill, the raft angles towards the boom we put here in the river. The number of logs we purchased are dropped off here and the raft continues down the river. So, you would like to know a little about me and my life here in Davenport? My parents left the Schleswig-Holstein area of Deutschland, Germany, to come to Davenport in 1848. They were contacted by a family already here and told they would be able to buy good, fertile farmland and would be welcomed by a small community of Germans here in Iowa. So they came, purchased farmland in the northern part of Scott County, and in a couple of years, I was born. It was fun growing up in the country with my brothers and sisters, but I also worked hard from an early age. We all had to work hard on the farm. As un Kinder, we sprechen sie Deutsch. Mein English is good, no? When I turned 18, I wanted to come to the big city. I felt a wanderlust. I wanted to experience life. I got a job here at the sawmill. Then I looked for a place to live. It did not take long to learn that Harrison Street is the line that divides immigrants from the Americans. Immigrants live on the west side, Americans on the east side. I got a room in a guest house in a nice German neighborhood. I joined the Turner Society, which is a good place to exercise and spend time with good German men. Lots of us still speak Deutsch, German. That makes me feel at home. I joined a musical group that includes both men and women. There are taverns here that serve good German beers. There are parades and theater. I like Davenport, and I work hard at my job. And now I am a manager at the sawmill. Well, enough about me. Should we go inside? And I can show you how a sawmill works.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of the history of a sawmill worker in the days of the lumber boom in Davenport. This production was compiled from the research completed by QC Passport. We do need to note the person in this narrative is a fictional representation of the research QC Passport compiled. We would like to thank Metrolink, the German-American Heritage Center, and the Sawmill Museum for their help in making this production possible.